aspiring leaders, current leaders, and anyone who wishes to increase their leadership skills and improve their career. My name is Gary Davison, and I am the poobah of the Lodge of Leaders podcast. Each week, we'll do a deep dive into the skills and elements of skill set development to help you reach greater heights and to help you grow those leaders around you. What can you expect from the Lodge of Leaders podcast? It's simple. My name is Gary Davison, and I am a leader with 25 years of leadership experience. In that time, I've grown in excess of 20 leaders to executive level positions in the field of education. I've been a teacher, assistant principal, principal, university faculty member, a board member on many charities, in addition to the roles I've held outside of the field of education. These all give me a very unique perspective that I can bring to helping to grow you and the leaders around you. After you embrace the thoughts, beliefs, and actions of the systems that I've put into place, it's my belief that you will see your own leadership skills improve and thus your career will prosper. You can expect to grow, and you can expect to grow those around you if you put the work into your skill set and you're honest with your feedback. Remember, friction makes for growth, and we will grow. Welcome, Lodge members. Here we are again for the Lodge of Leaders podcast, the Principal Mentor Series, number 64. Today, we're going to talk about habit formation of leadership skills. Guys, I want to dig into this with you because as we develop leaders and as we develop our own skill set and we look for how to improve our performance and the performance of others, we're always looking for those leverages, those things that we can use to help grow people. We know that everyone is different. We know that everyone has different levers that help us to help them with their performance. But I wanted to really link this to a piece of research that is pivotal in this area and leave it to me to go way back into the annals of time. This research is over 100 years old, but I will tell you right now, it's as fresh and new as if it were done today. And once we go through this and you hear it, you're going to understand how this is just timeless. This information is truly, truly a timeless piece of performance improvement information. Jim Rohn once said, "Motivation is what gets you started. Habit is what keeps you going." Today, we're going to talk about how we make great performance indicators habit. How do we do that in ourselves, and how do we do that in others? Whether it is you or members of your team, application of the stimulus to rapidity of habit formation research by Yerkes and Dodson in 1908 is critical to help people improve. Basically, how do we help people improve their performance and become make their improved performance a habit? How do we help that happen quicker rather than slower? And so we're going to talk about some of these things today and some of these indicators. We actually have four key indicators today, but we're going to talk a little bit in depth about some of them. The first one today we're going to talk about is, and guys, you've heard this, this is a broken record over and over and over again into all good leadership research and all good leadership discussions today, talks about building relationships. Guys, we know that leadership is a people business. Relationships are the bloodline of working with people. So I'm indicating to you to whatever it is with your team members, build solid, trust-based relationships with them. If you don't do that, then anything that we talk about down the road here will not apply. It will not work. You cannot go to someone who you do not have a good relationship built with them and simply expect that their habit formation of their improved skills is just not going to happen. And you'll understand why when we go through it. Indicator number two is, I really want you to have a good grasp of your team members' abilities and their skill set. What is it that they do well? What is it that they need help with? What is it that they can be an asset to others with? The third key here is we're going to talk about the notion of tension. How do we apply tension to this skill set of others, the performance of others? And we're going to talk about that in just a moment. But the idea of tension is you're going to give them feedback. You're going to give them an amount. Think of it as a quantity. You have someone in front of you. You know them really well. You've built that trusting relationship. You know their skill set. You know their ability. They have just applied their skills in a scenario, and they have not done very well. You need to apply tension to them. And by knowing them, by knowing their personality, by building a trusting relationship with them, and knowing their skill set, you're going to be able to know how much feedback you can give them, how far you can go with that tension, how much, how to apply that tension, and then also when to apply it. And that's really important, is knowing how to best apply that tension and when to do it. Again, everyone is different. Everyone has a little different ability there. The last one is going to be kind of a flow chart here. You're going to have someone does a performance. You're going to apply, you're going to give them feedback. And the amount of feedback, the style of feedback, the depth of the feedback, the quality of that feedback is going to be adjustable based upon everyone that you work with. I have members of my team that I can be very, very frank with them and say, man, but what you did today just did not go well. It did not work. What are you going to do to improve it? Now, I have others on my team that I can't be that blunt and that forceful with. I have to go to them and say, okay, how do you think it went? Okay, they give me some indication that they understand it didn't go well. I then have to inch into it and say, okay, it didn't go well. Well, let's talk about what are the facets there. I've had other people on my team where I can go up to them and say, look, brother, that just really sucked. Your performance did not go well today. And I'm only able to do that with people who have a very deep trusting relationship with me. They have said, look, I need it blunt. I need to know exactly where we are. Not everyone is there, but that's where we have been. You're going to adjust and confirm that amount of tension. That then will lead to repeatability. Repeatability is what we're searching for here. Not a singular solo performance that has improved. We're looking for someone that can repeat a highly effective performance over and over and over again. The more that they repeat it, the more likely it will become habit formation. Again, habit formation is what we're seeking. The research here by Yerkes and Dodson has given kind of a little model here. And I want you to consider writing this down. The more difficult the task, no matter what relationship you have with someone, moderate that tension back a little bit. If you imagine the scale going up on the difficulty of tension of the difficulty of a task, moderate or pull back on the tension. When the task is easier, increase the tension. Easy task, so high ease of task, high tension. High difficulty of task, moderate it back. Pull it back some. And again, that's only going to be based upon what you know of that person. Are you going to be perfect every time? No. Are you going to miss sometimes? Yes. I'm here to tell you, I have to be fully prepared to apologize and use my humility when I have missed the mark, when I have guessed wrong, when I have assumed that I could go a little bit further with tension than I could go at that time. But again, your key indicators here are you're going to build relationships, you're going to really get to know their abilities, you're going to apply tension, and then that application of tension will lead to repeatability.
This podcast, The Lodge of Leaders, is sponsored exclusively by Greater Development, LLC. At Greater Development, they will develop, grow, and skillfully hone your leadership skill set. Let's face it, even Hall of Fame athletes, the greatest in their respective fields, have private coaches. Aren't your skills as important? Don't you want to be more effective and a fulfilled leader? They can help you. You can contact them at www.greaterdevelopmentllc.com. Let them help you reach your excellence.
Lodge members, thanks for listening today to the Lodge of Leaders podcast. Before we go, I have a request. If you like today's episode, please add a review of the Lodge of Leaders podcast on either Apple Podcasts or whichever platform you've been listening. You can join the Lodge by going to drgarydavison.com and leaving me a comment, or simply going to questions@lodgeofleaderspodcast.com. All of the questions and comments will be part of upcoming episodes. Until we meet again, please remember that experience is not the best teacher. Feedback is.